managing. Well, Dr. So-and-so will tell you don't know a thing. I can't stand to watch you run wild as a wolf. Tell me everything will be alright. Your eye is a kite. We used to dance in the backyard alone. Then you told me that you loved it. Well, folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard I Want to Be Your Man by Yukon Blonde. Before that, we heard Passion Mango with Do You Want the Truth? And at the top, we heard Flying Lotus with Garmon Bosia. And folks, we've got Geese coming up, Crusades.
Yeah, this is the greatest song ever written.
So great song on a great record.
I hope everyone enjoys it.
We're going to go see Geese and King Gizzard on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I'm very excited.
It's very exciting.
We will give you a rundown when
we'll
we're back.
We'll let you know everything.
And we're about to be a little blasphemous, but we were just talking about how we almost wish that Geese was the headliner and King Gizzard was opening.
Is that crazy?
Like, I love King Gizzard, don't get me wrong, but Geese is just like so amazing.
They're
like,
super fun. And King Gizzard's almost like a little too intimidating with their discography.
I know. This is what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
They have like 30 freaking albums.
Exactly.
So.
But Geese, they've got two records. The second one's a lot better, so I just hope they play the second one a lot.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're going to play that much from the first one.
No. Maybe one or two. But
the second album is just like one of the greatest albums ever.
Yeah.
I think.
It's up there.
They're just also really up my alley, so like obviously, you know.
Yeah, but the new King Gizzard record is also great. We're going to play one of those as well. So yeah, we'll give you the skinny next week on how that went. But yeah, until then, live vicariously through these songs.
Take your side every time.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard $300 by Heavenly Sweetheart. Before that, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Field of Vision, where he says, I'm just a silly Billy. and then at the top, Geese Crusades.
Yes, big news in the music world.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Keurig and Green Day teamed up on a new brewer kit that's the most punk rock thing we've ever seen.
Okay.
This is from Food and Wine magazine.
Nice.
Just came
Sounds
out this week,
punk
guys.
Rock, Food and Wine magazine.
So if anyone was really looking for Green Day-themed K-cups or a Green Day-themed Keurig.
See, I actually
you are in luck.
I had the opportunity to try this before they actually released it to the public, and they didn't want my reviews or anything because honestly, I thought they all tasted like Dookie.
But actually, apparently, Green Day, according to this article, launched a coffee company in 2015.
I vaguely remember. I think they like bought a diner or something. I think I remember.
Known as Punk Bunny Coffee.
So that's also
included in this Keurig deal. And Green Day released a statement that was like, "We're so excited to share this with you."
Oh man!
And I saw this because someone posted it online and then linked a very funny Hard Times News article, which is a satire punk like Instagram thing
We're
and
all
website.
Very familiar with Hard Times,
which is the title of which is "Band Releases Signature Coffee Beans to Let Fans Know They're Done Making Good Music."
Yeah, that's tough.
So, LOL.
But you know, I guess get that bag.
Literally
bag.
Every single person seems to just get into coffee when they're bored. Like, how many coffee companies out there are there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's sustainable.
I still can't get over, you know, the Instagrammer Emma Chamberlain?
Of course.
You probably don't, but she made, like, instant coffee, and I'm like, if you're gonna pivot to coffee, like, that's so gross. Instant
yeah.
coffee? It was like coffee tea bags or something.
Yeah, coffee
it was like,
Kool-Aid.
It was like you steeped it in a bag. But I'm
okay,
like, that
well,
just doesn't sound
fancy.
As good as normal coffee does. And that's what you want to be known for? Coffee
yeah.
bags? I don't know.
Yeah.
Very punk rock Keurig. We love single-use plastics. Thanks, Green Day.
Yeah, no, that's not great.
But anyway, who knows,
folks,
maybe it's delicious.
Up next, what do we have? None other than Remy Wolf. New album, Big Ideas, is so, so good. And this song is called Kangaroo. Here we go. Let's hop to it, folks. Because it's like a kangaroo.
Hey,
like
you thought
what
of
they
that
do.
One last second. All
yeah,
right.
Like what the kangaroo, they sort of, they jump, they hop.
Okay.
Big Ideas! fucking big ideas. We'll be right back.
a simple guy. I try my best to smile, but deep inside my heart I feel it was shy like a crowd dancing. I guess I couldn't live without things that made my life what it is. Can't you hear it calling? Ooh, yeah. Everybody's dancing. Ooh, yeah. Tonight everything is over. I do, yeah. I can't lie on my bed without thinking I was wrong. When that feeling calls, this world becomes another. Knocked out, wanna hold in your arms again. I got a very good friend who says he can't believe the love I give is not enough to end your fears. I guess I can live without things that made my life what it is. Can't you hear it calling? Everybody's shaking. Ooh. Tonight everything is over. I feel too young.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Too Young by Phoenix. Before that, we heard Cheesed by Cool Band. And at the top, Remy Wolf with her brand spanker, Kangaroo. Now, folks, little more horse race politics talks for this Tim Walz character. They released this like little cute little video of this cute little, you know, we both, folks, don't we love Kamala and Walz so much.
What was he doing in the video?
They were just talking about, he was like, oh, I'm having a taco night. And Kamala was like, oh, like, what is that? Like tuna and mayonnaise? Because you're a white guy.
White.
You're a white guy. You don't know about tacos. And then all the conservatives were really mad about this, and they sort of attacked it from like an identity politics standpoint, which is funny.
Mm.
I just wanted to just chime in here. I don't have a dog in this fight either way. but except for the fact that like white people tacos, you know, folks, I know it's hard to believe, but I'm Caucasian. I grew up eating white people tacos, and I think white people tacos are pretty good. I've had actual authentic Mexican tacos as well, which are incredible. But there's something to be said about, you know, just big thing of ground beef with like the old El Paso seasoning and then like 12 cold condiments on top. Your sour cream, your salsa, your shredded lettuce, your olives, your sliced tomatoes, your like just like a whole just litany, just a huge mountain of toppings on top of, in the, with your tiny little like pre-made corn shell. Come on.
Mm.
That's good stuff.
I don't like the hard tacos, like the,
yeah.
I don't know, I ate them a lot as kids and I really liked them as a kid because I don't know. The hard taco with the ground beef, I feel like, is a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat beef anymore. And now that I've discovered, like, actual corn tortillas when you like toast them and they taste so good. Like, I couldn't go back to the sad little dry ones from the like not even bread section of the grocery store.
Well, we're going carbless this week, folks. We're having taco wraps just in like romaine lettuce.
I know, isn't that sad?
It's so sad.
We're getting married in like 4 days, so we're trying to
so we're not eating
we don't want to be super bloated on the day of, so yeah, lettuce wraps for us. Yeah. I don't know how you keto people do it.
It's tough,
not
man.
Nice. It's not a good time.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
But anyway, folks, up next, we've got Heinz, new Heinz, the bed, the room, the rain, and you. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Gum with their track Old Transistor Radio. Before that, we heard Mitski, First Love, Late Spring. And then at the top, we heard a brand spanker from Heinz. That song is called The Bed, The Room, The Rain, and You. Now, folks, we're going to do our Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we are listening to Beat the Devil. This is a song that was on a compilation record called Comes With a Smile, Volume 11, Hope Isn't a Word, from 2004. You can definitely tell that, like, it came out around the same time. This is a song that might have been in the running to be on The Life of the World to Come, but fell by the wayside. But very happy that we have it here, because it's a very beautiful, quick little song. Just a perfect little vignette moment, one of my favorite ones, style of song that JD will do. And this one, speaking of, like, lyrics that just, like, come right out the gate and you're just, like, completely invested. You're just like, I have no idea what's going on here, but I want to know more. Opening your song with hauling peanut butter crank through Arizona. Gotta keep the glow stick babies fat and happy. Glow stick baby there, I imagine, would be, like, the rave scene, like the EDM, like, party scene needs to be supplied with their drugs, their peanut butter crank, as it were. Although that's not much of a party drug, so who's to say? But yeah, this is two people making their desperate high-speed drug trafficking run and thinking about a third who is no longer with them, no longer speaking with them, and then, you know, all of the troubles that ensue. Eventually they do see a cop car, and hear, you know, my favorite line in the song, the sounds of someone running out of luck. So Yeah, just a gorgeous little song. All the vultures come directly at me. Like, come on. This is a guy working at, like, the top of his game here in 2004. This is some really great Mountain Goat stuff. I don't know what else to say. This is the good stuff. This is the peanut butter crank of Mountain Goat songs. This is called Beat the Devil. Hope you enjoy.
Crank through Arizona. Gotta keep the glow stick babies fat and happy. Cactus standing taller than Goliath. All the vultures come directly at me. We stash it in between some bales of lumber. On flatbeds coming in from Colorado. I don't know what you're doing back in Memphis. All winter you've been incommunicado. Take a picture. Do it fast. For the good times. For the good times. That won't last. Hot sun peels the paint down to the primer. Overheating engine spits and whines. Try to keep our minds on what we're doing. Try to keep the wheels between the lines. Its lights on. The near electric tension crackling here inside the truck. The lack of any word from you in Memphis. The sound of someone running out of luck. Take a picture. Do it fast. For the good times.
to hurt people in my life with the power to break my heart. In love. Feeling up above, I'm feeling up, I'm feeling up. Walk. Walking next to you, I'm walking next to it. In love. What's it gotta do? Yeah, what's it gotta do? Is it the end of the road for us both of us? Is it the end of the road for us both of us? Is this the end? Sha-la-la-la-la. Oh, baby, is this the end?
Alright folks, thanks so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning. My co-host unfortunately isn't here to wish you bye-bye, but note that she does. We just heard Lucky by Dead. Before that, we heard the Radio Department pulling our weight. And at the top, we heard Beat the Devil by the Mountain Goats. I'm going to leave you with some Angel Olsen, All of the Good Times. This is the first song off of the Big Time record from a couple years ago. Last year? A couple years ago? Who's to say? A couple years ago now, 2022. But yeah, we'll talk to you next Tuesday, folks. Have a good one.
Say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for.
I'm Josh.
I'm Brady.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Rocco.
We're the Have to Work in the Morning Upstairs Neighbors of Punk Rock.
The Beta 58.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. What the? Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy. Yeah.
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM. Things that
I will keep. I have been advised to listen to this record.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house international classics.